This is episode 2121 of your daily guided meditation. How are you doing? I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you midweek as we continue along with a series we're exploring this week. We are exploring some ancient wisdom for our modern times we are living in, because I feel like we could use a little advice. With all the uncertainty going on, and if you live in the United States, there's a lot of election tension happening. And so this week we are exploring the fourth yama of the Yoga Sutras from Patanjali, the ancient Indian sage who wrote this classic Yoga Sutras. Yoga means union and unity, and that's what we all long for, despite differences that are inevitable. I think there are certain things in life that we all agree upon. The yamas in the Yoga Sutras give us a path. The first yama has to do with non-violence or loving kindness. The second yama has to do with non-lying or truthfulness. And the third yama we explored in last week's series had to do with non-stealing, which includes taking care not to let negative thoughts, negative habits, negative people, negative news steal away one of your most precious commodities these days, which is your focus. And in this week's series, all week long, we've explored brahmacharya, which has to do with restraint or living with moderation and simplicity. So as you are guided using today's meditation technique, you will explore feeling grounded and connected to your values, those things which make you who you are. You may recall different times in your life when you may have had to stand up for your values. Maybe your values reflect your family of origin values, even a legacy your ancestors passed down. This all encompasses who you are, how you live your life. And I invite you to visualize these people in your life who may have encouraged you and supported your values, that inner truth that's uniquely your own. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, I also invite you to focus on your first chakra. Chakras are energy you carry within your body that represents your emotions. The first chakra has to do with feeling grounded, these feelings you're focusing on in today's meditation technique. As you focus on your values, consider how you can temper your desires so that you're more satisfied with your life. What excess in any area of your life might detract from your true values? And consider how letting go of this excess, simplifying, living in moderation, can bring out and enhance your true nature, your values, those qualities that ground you and make you feel more connected with who you are and with others and the world around you. This is your meditation technique for today. listen to your body, listen to your intuition. Connect with your true inner nature. When you feel your mind begin to wander, which you likely will, it's common, even with longtime meditators. Visualize the person sitting next to you who has supported you throughout your whole life. Feel their strength to guide you back to focusing on what matters most in your life. You are so worth slowing down for.